This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. A 2016 report by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention showed those aged 12 to 20 years old drank 11% of all the alcohol consumed in the U.S. And according to the National Institute of Health, young adults age 18 to 25 are the biggest abusers of prescription opioid pain relievers, ADHD stimulants, and anti-anxiety drugs. This Thursday evening, Jewish Family Service is offering a program to talk with teens about substance abuse. TBH, the truth about alcohol and drug use, was designed to help teens make informed decisions about using, mixing, and sharing alcohol and drugs. And joining us for a preview of the program and to discuss substance abuse among young adults is Medical Director of the Child Psychiatry Unit at Cincinnati Children's, Dr. Daniel Nelson. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Dr. Nelson, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
It's nice to be back. Thank you so much.
Dr. Nelson, locally, how big of a problem is substance abuse among teenagers in this area?
I think Cincinnati is probably about average right now for substance abuse. What concerns us is the opiate epidemic, which is affecting their parents and the parents of younger children much more. We're one of the most affected counties in the state, and Ohio has been most affected in the country.
And, you know, it also sounds particularly dangerous, too, when we talk about teenagers mixing certain types of drugs, prescription drugs, whatever, with alcohol. That sounds like that's a very, very volatile situation, too.
Yeah, about 75% of fatalities from overdoses involve mixing drugs. So, unfortunately, when drugs get mixed together, you can get what's called synergy. 1 + 1 = 6. And sometimes individuals think that, oh, I've taken this much before, and I've taken this much of another substance before, and so they'll take them together unwittingly taking a lethal dose.
So do we just start admitting that the teens will make bad choices and many will drink or try drugs and try to make them understand through having a frank conversation with them what the risks are of doing this?
Yeah, I think sometimes we separate ourselves from teenagers in the way that we talk with them about the problem, and I think it's important for us to recognize that we really need to tell teens that adults are struggling with this too, and that we all have to work together to try to understand the problem and keep each other safe. Unfortunately, when you're a teenager, there's a sense of immortality, and you feel like you can take risks and not necessarily be affected by the consequences. And because that part of the brain, the prefrontal cortex, isn't fully developed, I think they're more likely to, you know, it's not just taking a skateboard and trying to ride down a handrail or do tricks on a bike or driving fast, but also the way that they go about experimenting with drugs and alcohol puts them very much at high risk. With a skateboard, you might end up with a broken bone, but unfortunately with drugs and alcohol, you have a very high rate of overdose death and deaths related to substance abuse and driving or firearms, or unfortunately, if you're depressed and you're using a substance like alcohol, it very much increases the risk of a suicidal behavior.
So how do you start this conversation with your teenager?
As a parent, it's really good to start with them and see if you can't open the door and talk about their experiences and what it's like. Now, that's easier done with a 12 or 13-year-old than if you're just now beginning the conversation with a 16 or 17-year-old who maybe is already experimenting or possibly using drugs, because as a person gets more into substance use disorders, you get more into a kind of covert operation where you're cloaking what your behavior is. A lot of kids will see the parents and authority figures as kind of the enemy, because most of these drugs and alcohol, it's illegal for kids to use, and so they know they're breaking the law, so they're very defensive about being honest about their experiences.
Should parents have this conversation, Dr. Nelson, even if they think their child would never, ever use alcohol or drugs?
Well, I think so, because having a conversation about what is it like watching other people do this, what to do if someone offers you drugs, even rehearsing that, explaining that it's natural to be curious, maybe to talk about their own experiences, because we all make mistakes. I don't know anybody, parent or child, who hasn't made mistakes, and I think it's okay to share with kids that to talk about one's experience and ask for help and support can help avoid a serious mistake. And kids are probably going to try it out. When we look at the statistics on seniors, you know, 75% of seniors have tried alcohol. More than half have probably tried marijuana in most localities.
Yeah, I found this statistic about those ages 12 to 20 years drink 11% of the alcohol consumed in the U.S. That just amazes me. I find that to be a rather troubling statistic.
Well, and what's probably of equal concern with the rate at which they're drinking is that that age group tends to be more likely to involve themselves in binge drinking. So they may not drink during the week, where an adult might be taking, you know, one or two glasses of wine. That's not the pattern for teens and young adults, is that they often wait till the weekend and then use alcohol at a level that can be actually toxic. Drinking alcohol very quickly can easily lead to death, something called alcohol poisoning. 1,700 youth die every year from alcohol poisoning. Mm-hmm. That's a large number.
So what signs should parents look for that their child might be having a problem with substance abuse?
Changes in behavior, grades, unpredictable behavior, not answering their phone at given times, especially, say, Friday, Saturday evening, when there's a lot of drinking behavior that goes on, changes in attitude, changes in how a kid might suddenly become more snappy or irritable, and interacting can be the sign of substance abuse, a disconnect where parents suddenly feel that there's not the strength in the relationship. Now, unfortunately, some of this can be normal adolescents. Adolescents tend to bond more closely with their friends and with their parents when compared to, you know, elementary school age children. And so it's real important to have a good communicative relationship where it feels okay to talk about things. And rather than using probing questions, it's probably better to spend time listening and spend time together doing things, such that you have an open conduit for conversation. And it's better when the teens can ask the questions.
So what are some important skill sets that you can help your child develop that will help them get through some of these difficult situations?
Well, self-esteem is a real booster when you're in a difficult situation, especially when it involves peer pressure. And if a child knows that they're supported by the family and that they won't be judged by getting into a tight spot, that they can call and ask for help, that the family is going to take a position of, we want to help you be successful. It's also real important when there's, one of the things that came from this last study is that individuals who have anxiety or depression are much more likely to abuse substances and much more likely to overdose on them, maybe not even including intentional overdoses such as suicidal behaviors. So identifying when a child's got a comorbid brain health issue, where these are, you know, it's not a surprise to families when their child maybe has asthma, they're wheezing when they're playing sports, they get them to the doctor right away. People don't recognize that brain health, the brain's a very delicate organ, and anxiety and depression can just be that the brain isn't working properly. It's not necessarily a choice or a bad choice. It's something that just affects somebody. So getting someone in to get some help, either an assessment, medication, psychotherapy, these are all things proven to be very effective, and that can reduce the risk of substance abuse, which almost always further complicates an already difficult problem.
And Dr. Nelson, what's the date and the time for the event, TBH, the Truth About Alcohol and Drug Use?
It's Thursday evening. I believe we're going to start at 7 o'clock at the Jewish Community Center.
Thank you very much for joining me today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Medical Director of the Child Psychiatry Unit at Cincinnati Children's, Dr. Daniel Nelson.